There is a tradition in the Medrash that Tisha B'Av in the afternoon is an important birthday. It's the birthday of Mashiach. That Mashiach is going to be born, or was born, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. And for this reason, there's a number of minhagim that are cited. For example, the practice is that you're supposed to clean your apartment Tisha B'Av in the afternoon in order to get ready for Mashiach. Since Mashiach is coming, so we have to make sure that Mashiach is going to show up in our apartment and our apartment will be clean. So therefore, what we do is we clean the apartment Tisha B'Av in the afternoon because of Mashiach. Mashiach is coming. And so even this year, the assumption is that also, you clean the apartment in the afternoon, that Mashiach is coming to Shabbat Nitra in the afternoon. Okay, so this is a very, it's a very beautiful idea that's found. And actually, it reflects itself in a number of areas of halacha, which is the notion that Mashiach is coming is not only a notion for Tisha B'Av, but throughout the entire year, we have an obligation to believe in Mashiach's arrival. The question, though, is, I want to discuss with you, is how imminent are we supposed to believe this arrival of Mashiach is to be? So the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Rava, Bishosh Machnisin Adam Ladin, Omim Lo, when a person goes up, La'asid Lavo, you go up to Shamayim, and there's din, and you're being judged. So they ask you a series of questions. The first question that they ask you is, Nasasa v'nasato be'emuna. Were you honest in business? That's the first question they're going to ask you, la'asid lavo. Second question, kavata itim la'torah. Did you set times, fixed times, to learn Torah? It's not enough to just learn when the Spirit moves you. Kavata itim la Torah, you have to set a fixed time for it. Next question, Asakta b'peri yavarivya. Did you try to build a family? Did you try to establish a family? That's the third question. Question four, Sipisali Yeshua. Did you look forward to the salvation? Sipisali Yeshua. That's the fourth question. So what does it mean, Sipis al Yeshua? What does it mean that you have to look forward to the salvation? This is the question that we have to ponder as Tisha B'Av ends. So the Rambam tells us in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us that Mashiach will come, HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamod, there's going to be Mashiach, and Mashiach will be Lahachzir Malchus Beis David LeYoshna LeMemshala HaRishona. Mashiach will come and will restore Malchus Beis David. Mashiach will be Boneh HaMikdash. Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. This is actually a little bit against the tefillah that we just said a few minutes ago in Nachem. In Nachem we say, Ki Ani Hashem Ba'esh Hitzata U'Ba'esh Ani Osib Levnosa. We say in Nachem that the Ribono Shel Olam will build the Beis HaMikdash with fire. The Tefillah of Nachem actually has its source in the Medrash Tanchuma that's quoted by Rashi and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and in Shavuos and elsewhere, that the third Beis HaMikdash will not be built by humans. The third Beis HaMikdash will descend from Shamayim, or just come down. And that seems to be what Tefillah Nachem says. However, the Rambam is a more of a rationalist, and the Rambam takes the approach that no. The Rambam says that Melech HaMashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, and Melech HaMashiach will gather Nidchei Yisrael, he will gather the Jews who are dispersed, and all the laws will return the way they used to be, we'll begin once again to offer Karbanos, we'll make Shemitah and Yovel, etc. And then the Rambam adds, a person who does not believe in Mashiach, or a person who does not wait, who's not anticipating, actively anticipating Mashiach's arrival, lo b'sh'ar nevi'im b'lvad hu kofer, ela b'torah hu b'moshe Rabbeinu. You're not only denying what the Nevi'im said, but you're denying Torah, you're denying what Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Psukim Parashas, Balak, Se'er, Enuv Lo'atash, and Vol Karov, Darach Kochav Mi'yakov, that Mashiach is going to come. It's as if it's Beferish and the Chumash. And if a person does not believe that Mashiach will come, and the person is not Mechakeh, is not waiting for Bias HaMashiach, so such a person is denying the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, is denying Torah. But the Mefarshim ask a question, the Rambam seems to be repetitive, no? If you believe that Mashiach is coming, so presumably you are anticipating the arrival of Mashiach. So why does the Rambam have to repeat himself, right? Every word in the Rambam is gold. How can the Rambam have to repeat himself and say, "Komi she'eno mamin po einu mechakev b'viyoso," if you don't believe in it or you don't await Mashiach's arrival, why does the Rambam have to repeat it? So there are a number of explanations that are given, but I'll give you a few of them. I'll offer a few. I saw Rav Kasher. Rav Mendel Kasher wrote the Sefer HaTkufa HaGedolah. Basically, right after the war in 1967, everyone expected that Mashiach is going to come right away. So Rav Kasher put out a Sefer that's attributed to the Gra called the Kol HaTor, and he wrote a running commentary on the Ramban Hilchos Melachim. And Rav Kasher notes that maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is like this, Komi She'eno Mamin Bo might mean that if Mashiach shows up, and you don't believe him, the guy shows up and says, "I'm Mashiach," and you say, "No, you're not. Who are you? Hey, dude, like, what are your credentials? Show me your Mashiach license," or whatever you say. And so, in that case, that is Eino Ma'amin Bo, and Eino Mechakel M'viyaso means that you have to wait, you have to anticipate Mashiach's arrival. That's where Rav Kasher wants to take it. However, most assume that the Rambam is getting at something more fundamental. The Rambam is getting at the idea that Ma'amin Bo means I believe that Mashiach will come. I have a belief. At some point, there's going to be Mashiach. Mechak el b'yoso means right now. Right? To speak Russian, say chas. Right? It's going to happen now. That's mechak el b'yoso. I am waiting for Mashiach to arrive. It's not just I believe that Mashiach will come. That seems to be the pshat in the Rambam. That's mechak el b'yoso. This idea is expressed in other Rishonim as well. The other Rishonim, the Smak. The Smak is Reb Yitzchak of Kervil. This was the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of the medieval Jew. And the Smak writes, as part of the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem, the Smak comments, this is mitzvah Aleph in the Smak. Kishem Shani Rotze Sheta'aminu Bi, Shani Hotzeisi Eschem, you have to believe that either Rabbon Shom took you out of Mitzrayim. So also, Kachani Rotze Sheta'aminu Bi, Shani Hashem Elokeichem, Vani Osin Lekabetz Eschem Elhoshi'achem, V'chein Yoshi'enu B'racham of Shenus. In other words, the Smak is saying that just like you have to believe that the Rabbon Shalom took us out of Egypt, you also have to believe that Hashem will take us out of Golos now. And he says that this is the idea, this is the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem. Now there is a famous Sefer HaChinuch who tells us that there are six mitzvos which we're obligated to do. These are mitzvos tamidios. We have to do them all the time. And one of those mitzvos that's a mitzvah to me, this is Emunah B'Hashem. You always have to believe in God. If that's the case, so what the Smak is saying is that part of believing in God, and we know believing in God is something that you have to do 24/7, 365, all the time. The Smak is saying, you know what, believing in the arrival of Mashiach is part of believing in God. And you have to believe that the Mashiach can arrive at any moment, any time. That's what the Smak writes. Again, this is what the Smak writes according to Schwartz's interpretation, which you could accept it or leave it, but that's what the Smak writes, I'm pretty convinced. So now, this is really a very interesting idea. And Reb Velvel Salafekshek used to amplify this. Reb Velvel said that when we daven, we say, Kilishu Ascha, Kivinu Kol Hayom. Kivinu Kol Hayom means that we're waiting for Mashiach the entire day. It doesn't say Kol Yom. It doesn't say that every day you have to anticipate Mashiach. Rather, it means Mishuaska Kivinu Kol Hayom, the entire day we have to focus on it. And Reb Velvel felt that the mitzvah is all the time. It's all the time. Now, this is already a very high bar. The bar that says that you have to anticipate Mashiach all time, every moment of the day, that's exceedingly difficult. So I'd like to offer a few other suggestions about what this means, Tzipisol Yeshua. Remember, Tzipisol Yeshua is question number 4. We're going to get up there. La'achar Me'ah Ve'esrim, and they'll ask us, tell me, Tzipisol Yeshua, did you anticipate salvation? We better be able to answer yes, so we have to know what it means to anticipate salvation. So one approach is, every minute, every day, you're thinking about Mashiach. Okay, that's a little extreme. There's another approach, and this approach gets involved in the science of gersology, which is the science of different gersaos. But the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah on Perek Chelek, in the Ikar Hayud Beis, when the Rambam is speaking about Mashiach, so the Rambam writes, and the Rambam alludes to it over here also in Perek Yudav of Hilchos Melachim, the idea of Tzipis al Yeshua means never give up on Mashiach arriving. Never give up. If a person says Mashiach is not going to come, even if the person says it one time at any time, you just say Mashiach is not coming, that's a violation of Tzipis al Yeshua. You have to never give up on Mashiach. And the Rambam tells me that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Zayin teaches us a tipach atmeisein shel machash vekitzen. The people try to make calculations. It goes ad hayom hazeh. Sometimes you can look at the yeshivaworld.com and they say, this and this gadol said that Mashiach's going to come and blah, 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 blah. Zok the Gemara, tipach atmeisein shel machash vekitzen. The bones of those people who make calculations when Mashiach is coming, those bones should rot. And the reason why the bones should rot is because if you are Mechash Vekitzin, if you make a calculation on Mashiach's going to come at this and this time, that means you're giving up on Mashiach coming until that time. And that's the Aveira. For the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah, according to one version of it, what the Rambam is telling us is that, you know what? You have to never give up on Mashiach coming. Now, of course, we have some difficulty. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi has to come the day before Mashiach. And there's certain times that Eliyahu HaNavi can't come. Eliyahu HaNavi can't come in Erev Shabbos because we're busy preparing for Shabbos. Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Shabbos itself if you hold that Yesh Tchum in the Milo Me'asara, because Eliyahu HaNavi can't travel outside of the Tchum. Erev and Daf Mem Gimel. So, what's going on over here? What do you mean that Mashiach, we have to believe that Mashiach, never give up on Mashiach? What do you mean Mashiach can't come on Shabbos because Eliyahu didn't come on Friday? The answer is, and the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe has this, and many others have this, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz has it. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz has this. There are, of course, two different time frames for Mashiach. There's the time frame of Be'ita and Achishena. Be'ita means when Mashiach comes at the proper moment. For Be'ita, Eliyahu precedes Mashiach. But there's also the time of Achishena. There's also the time that if we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim properly, we learn Torah, we do chesed, so then Mashiach will come hastily. Mashiach will come before it is supposed to come. And for Achishena, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says, and others say as well, for Achishena, you don't need Eliyahu before Mashiach. So therefore, even though Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, I have to believe, I can't give up on Mashiach coming now, because that's the idea of Achishena. So that's another idea. The idea that when Mashiach, that when we say Tzipisol Yeshua, what that means is you can't give up on Mashiach coming. Sometimes a person is asked the question, And the answer is, like, that's never going to happen. Now, instead of saying when cows fly or some other choice expression, you say, oh, when Mashiach comes. That's an Isser D'Oraisa, no? Because if I say, oh, when Mashiach comes, that means I'm saying it ain't going to happen. And we have to believe we can't give up on Mashiach coming. That's the idea of Tzipisa L'Yeshua. But there are a number of other possible ideas. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a kuntres called Tzipisa L'Yeshua. They have all these little books of the Chofetz Chaim. In the Chofetz Chaim, this kuntres Tzipisa L'Yeshua, he deals with the issue that people in his time, the 1920s, early 1930s, they didn't really believe that Mashiach is going to come. And people said, you know what, how can Mashiach come? The Jewish people are not so religious. There's so much assimilation. The way the Chofetz Chaim writes is that people go to these gymnasiums, they go to these high schools, and they learn other things. And how can Mashiach come? And even those people who are aduk b'Torah b'mitzvahs, they say, how can Mashiach come? Chofetz Chaim says, first of all, you're making a mistake. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the door of Mashiach will be a generation precisely when people are not righteous. Right? Dorosh HaMashiach Chutzpi Yaskei Pnei HaDor Kepnei HaKelev. The basic idea, there are many Mamori Chazal there in Sanhedrin Tzadiches, about the Tkufa, the time Mashiach will come, people won't be religious. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, don't give up. That's the first thing. Then the Chofetz Chaim asks, but what do you mean? The Psukim sound like Mashiach will come. V'shavta Hashem Elokecha V'shamata B'kol Psukim Parshas Nitzavim say that Mashiach will come when we do mitzvahs. Chofetz Chaim says, you know what? Mashiach will come when you have, pardon the expression, red states and blue states. When you have this divided people, you have some people who are doing a lot of mitzvahs and some people who are falling off of the charts, who are not doing anything, that's precisely the time that Mashiach will come. By the way, I think that idea actually reflects our time now. At this time in Jewish history, what we see is that the Orthodox, the Erlecha people, those who are committed to Torah and mitzvahs, are unquestionably doing Torah and mitzvahs on a higher level than our grandparents did. Without question. Without question. On the other hand, the level of assimilation, the ignorance, those who are not keeping Torah mitzvos, they are straying farther and farther and farther than ever beforehand. So Chofetz Chaim says, you know what? Don't give up on Mashiach. Don't give up on Mashiach. What does it mean, Tzipisa L'Yeshua? What does it mean that you have to hope for Mashiach? Chofetz Chaim writes that to hope for Mashiach means you have to be prepared for Mashiach comes. And he makes a pitch in this kuntres, Tzipisa L'Yeshua. His pitch is to learn Seder Kodshim, to learn how to be Makriv Karbanos, because you have to know. Chofetz Chaim says, I established a kolel for 10 people, 10 wonderful people in my community. I want everyone to come and support it. I heard that there's a kolel that's being established in Yerushalayim as well. If I'm not mistaken, the Chofetz Chaim had a relationship with Maran HaRav Kook. Chofetz Chaim wanted Rav Kook to go and do a Kodshim Kolel in Yerushalayim. This is, there's a book called Shnei Kohanim HaGdolim, which is about the relationship between the Chofetz Chaim and Maran HaRav Kook. But the basic idea the Chofetz Chaim is developing is that if you want Mashiach to come, you have to be prepared. And to be prepared for Mashiach means that you have to know exactly what to do. So we're going to have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Tell me, how do you do it? We're going to have to offer karbanos. Tell me, how do you do it? Tzipisa L'Yeshua, according to the Chofetz Chaim, means, Chofetz Chaim says, Tzipisa is a lashon like tzofeh. A tzofeh is a scout. You go up to a high point, and you're looking for those first signs. When is the enemy coming? When is the sunlight coming? Whatever you're looking for. Tzipisa L'Yeshua means that you go up there and you're looking, but you're prepared. It means you have to be prepared. To be prepared means, says the Chofetz Chaim, to learn Kodshim. That's his approach. However, there's another approach. And this other approach also, in the science of Gersology, might have an indication from the Rambam there in the Perish HaMishnah in Chelek. The other approach is that Tzipisa L'Yeshua means that you have to daven for Mashiach's arrival. Tzipisa L'Yeshua means that when I dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, I say, Yestzamach Dovid Avducha Meheres Hatzmiach, that you want that offspring of David HaMelech to come, that offspring of David HaMelech is Mashiach, you have to daven with Kavana. You need Mashiach to come. Daven for Mashiach. That is Tzipisal Yeshua according to the other explanation. The Shavit Shuvah Narachayim quotes that Tzipisal Yeshua is supposed to be what a person thinks when they say the Bracha B'Tzemach David. When you daven, you say a Tzemach David, you're supposed to hope that salvation will come, hope that Mashiach will arrive. You know, there are different nuskos of davening. There's Nusach Ashkenaz, I myself daven Nusach Arid and Chabad Nusach. There's a Nusach Sfard. Nusach Sfard is not the Nusach of the Sfardim, of Edot HaMizrach. That's a wonderful Nusach. But the Nusach Sfard of the Hasidim is chock full of mistakes. There are tons of mistakes that are thrown into the Nusach Sfard of Hasidim. And one of the mistakes in the Nusach Sfard of Hasidim is that when they say the bracha v'estzamach tov v'avducha meres hatzmiach b'kano tom b'shua secha ki l'shua sva kivinu kol hayom u'metzapim l'shua. That's what they say in Nusach Sfard, no? Any of you daven Nusach Sfard? Not a single one? Oh, we have one. Okay, do you say u'metzapim l'shua? Okay, excellent. It's a mistake. Because in the Sidurim, Umitzapim Yeshua was put there in parentheses to remind you that when you say this, you should hope and anticipate for the arrival of Mashiach. Meaning you don't have to do it all the time, but when you daven, you think about it. The thing is that the printers who put out Nusach Sfarad Sidurim, what they did is they took some of the instructions and they made the instructions part of the text. So it says, U'mitzapim Yeshua, in the sense of you should be, right, mitzapeh, you should wait for Mashiach. And they add it into the text. They add it into the text, and therefore you have this sentence that doesn't really make very much sense. That's the idea of U'mitzapim Yeshua. But basically, Tzipisal Yeshua, this question that we have to answer, and the question that we have to focus on at the end of a Tisha B'Av is a very important question. How do we really think that Mashiach is going to come? Do we believe it? And I think the sad answer for most of us is probably not. We're probably very content with the lives that we lead. We probably are very happy with our life here in Washington Heights. And the notion of Mashiach is something that we think, you know what, Mashiach, that's for the Chabadniks, that's for the Rav Kook people, that's for those people who are trying to plant a flag on every hilltop in the West Bank. They're believers in Mashiach, but we're normal. We're normal. And the problem is, of course, that we're going to have to prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam la'asid level, not that we're normal. We're going to have to prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam that Tzipisal Yeshua, that we really awaited salvation. We anticipated, we looked forward to things getting better. That is the question that we have to answer. That's the question of Tzipisal Yeshua. The Chofetz Chaim, in that contrast, Tzipisal Yeshua, Chavetz Chaim quotes a Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni writes that Bizman HaChorben Amar Yitzchak Avinu Shema Ein Chazor Elabonim. The time of Chorben HaBayis, Yitzchak Avinu turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he says, maybe we'll never come back. Maybe we're never going to come back. V'heshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But God answers, no, no, you will come back. Yesh darshu mitzapel malchusi miyad heinigolem. If you have a generation that is hoping for my malchus, you have a generation that is really anticipating, is really waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Mashiach, so that's when it's going to come. If you really believe it, says the Yalkut, that's precisely when Mashiach will come. So if we ask ourselves, how come Mashiach hasn't come yet? We know the answer. The answer is because we cannot adequately answer that question of Tzipisa LeYeshua. If we would really be looking forward to Mashiach coming, if we would really believe, so the Yalka tells us, then Mashiach would come. This idea of Tzipisa LeYeshua is probably a kiyum in another thing. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu and Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudzayin. Kinidachu karala Tzion hi doresh ein la. Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells us that Tzion, that Yerushalayim, has no one who's seeking it. Zakti Gemara mechlal deboi drisha. This teaches us that you have to seek. You have to seek Yerushalayim. And what does it mean to seek Yerushalayim? What's this idea of drisha Tzion? This idea, the Ramban tells us on the Pasuk L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, that Dirosh al Pinavi, you should think, Yachol, Tamtinach Yom Alochanavi, Tamaloma L'shichno Tidrashu Vasa Shama, Dirosh Umitzav Acharkach Yom Alochanavi. You have to go and try to look for Yerushalayim. You have to look for the Kedusha. You have to look for things that we can do to bring Mashiach. Dirosh Umitzav V'acharkach yomar lecha navi. Yeah, we can't have Mashiach until a navi tells us that's Mashiach. But it's our responsibility to do whatever we can to try to bring Mashiach. And we don't know exactly. Uncle Moshe in his songs sings about how any mitzvah that you do adds another brick to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. It's a beautiful idea. But what we do know, what is Baduk Menusa from Chazal, is that what will bring Mashiach is when we really hope for Mashiach's arrival, when we can affirmatively answer the question of Tzipisa LeYeshua. So that's the time that Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. So as we end Tisha B'Av, we should work ourselves on answering this question. Tzipisa LeYeshua, you want it? Do you really want Mashiach? We should be able to answer that question in the affirmative.